This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. One of the last two ships moving grain through the Black Sea Grain Initiative arrived in Istanbul Saturday, leaving only one ship left as part of the grain deal, the Ukraine port of Odessa. The deal is due to expire on Monday. UN spokesman for the initiative said the ship will be inspected. The ship in Turkey will be inspected, was expected to be inspected Saturday. Friday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said he remains hopeful the deal, which he helped broker with the United Nations, will be extended before Monday's deadline, but there's been no word from Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Hours after he was hospitalized after complaining of dizziness, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement saying he felt very well and had suffered from dehydration, though his office said he was staying overnight and canceled meetings for Sunday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Netanyahu's potential absence raised questions as the country deals with a crisis over a planned judicial overhaul, as well as simmering conflicts with the Palestinians and Iran. He moved to calm worries by issuing a brief video message reportedly from his hospital room near Tel Aviv. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving leader, said he had been on holiday at the Sea of Galilee on Friday during a heat wave. Temperatures there reached 108 degrees Saturday. His office said Netanyahu was admitted on his physician's recommendation after complaining of light dizziness, and initial tests came back normal.